everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's great to be with you. Before I begin, once again, go to theawakener.ca, the best site for a giant resources of what is going on. And also you can subscribe to my Instagram and you actually send me a personalized message, which I could answer. Send me some hate mail, whatever you want to do. I'm glad to answer it. Actually, yeah. I got a couple of friends on there that actually sent me some hate mail, some leftists who still can't see that something weird is going on and can't comprehend that maybe, you know, my belief structure is fake. And maybe there's something going on that's, you know, maybe I don't understand it. And it's not necessarily that I'm a complete predictor of everything that's going to come true. I'm not. I'm not a predictor here. I just know that something is weird going on. I can kind of sense what it is. And so this is just my, you know, belief system about what is happening. My belief system is that obviously Hillary was going to be the fall guy for the globalist people. She was blackmailed up the ass, and it was going to all be pinned on her. And they knew that she was going to be so gullible and so controllable, and they ended up putting child pornography on her email server, and they hatched this investigation to the Republicans because her only way out of this giant investigation was to go along with what their plan was. Now, what was their plan, ladies and gentlemen? Well, to usher in their socialist paradise, they have to have a giant war. To break down national boundaries, you have to have a giant war. To put one world currency like everyone talks about. Well, you have to collapse the U.S. currency. Huh. All these things are kind of combined. And obviously, you have to usher in the blackmail before this war, which I've talked about in other podcasts. But this relates to obviously Canada and the European Union and leaders in Europe, which are really facing the heat right now, which I want to talk about. I want to talk about Canada and specifically Mark Carney. I want to talk about the UK and I want to talk about France and all these other nations. And you saw obviously the stuff going on where they were doing some coke or whatever they were doing in this baggie. Everyone thought it was a bag of cocaine and maybe it was a napkin. None of this is meaning. It doesn't mean anything. Our leaders have some kind of issue where they are being blackmailed by foreign adversaries. I have an idea of what it is. It's, sexual crimes, attraction to children, and a bunch of other things. And this is based on research. If you go to obviously do any kind of research on Yandex, which is Russia's Google, they are clearly blackmailing a bunch of politicians here in the Western world because Yandex is a free-for-all for child pornography. And the international community has approached Russia, obviously, and said, hey, do you know this? Do you want to shut this down? And Russia's not interested in shut this down. So put two and two together, sex trafficking, obviously Yandex, and obviously Jeffrey Epstein, and you'll put all this together. What is next going to happen for obviously Canada, Carney, and the European leaders? Well, this is a period of time where they plan not to go away. How do I summarize that? Yes, they don't want to go away. The election in Canada, this election could actually be the last election in the history of Canada. And the reason why I say this is because if you understand this guy, Mark Carney, who came about and the reasons he came about, well, they lost, I believe it's St. Paul downtown. And as soon as the Liberals lost this stronghold, they knew they were going to lose the next election. And along came Carney, this guy, who then came in. He was promoted to economic advisor. He listened to everything that Trudeau had to do, and he was put there. And the whole media complex told you that he was going to win a majority. And, oh, he's so popular, and he's so wonderful. And then, listen, this guy is here for a reason. He's not here to give up control. He's here to maintain control. And why is that? Because the truth is about to come out. That shows our Western nations, which are controlled by George Soros and his money, are all basically a fake dictatorship already. What do I mean by that, ladies and gentlemen? Well, the thing is with Joe Biden's investigation, which is going to happen, it's only a matter of time. Everyone's talking about, oh my goodness, this guy had cancer. He had cancer for years. Well, like, listen, it is possible that they needed him to run. It is possible he had cancer, and there's no reason that somebody who had terminal cancer would ever run for office. What's the point? You're going to be gone in 5 years. Why would I run to be Prime Minister of Canada when I know they're going to be toast in 5 years? What's the point of this? Well, he had to run, ladies and gentlemen. We told you he had to run. Why? Because the truth was going to come out for the globalists, so he had to get in office to A, stop it, and to B, act on their side to do various things before this war or revolution, right? And number two, he had to save his son. So we've been over this, ladies and gentlemen. So if Joe Biden becomes Russian mafia or working with the Russians in Ukraine, if Ukraine is a front for Putin, working with the Russians, if the Nazis in Ukraine are working with the communists, oh my goodness, boom. Everyone's going to understand it. Where does that lead? Well, George Soros and his groups are all financed through a whole money laundering situation where they're basically feeding the Western world poison, communism, and they're working with Ukraine. They're all working together, ladies and gentlemen. So these politicians that are funded by this giant Soros conglomerate of money, what is going to happen to them? Bye. So why do you think they're trying to retain power? They're trying to retain power, and why they're doing what they're doing and why Trump is the enemy is because they don't want to go anywhere. They can't go anywhere because once exposed, they're not going to go down, ladies and gentlemen, without a fight. Do you think that, oh, you got us. Okay. We're just going to go from our wonderful lives where we're making millions and millions of dollars, and we're just going to go underground, and you're never going to see us ever again. That's not going to happen. They are going to fight to retain control. The first indictment that happens is going to signal to basically the leftists and everybody who doesn't believe me that something obviously is happening. This is going to lead to a giant red pill the Western world. Oh, wow. Now we understand the truth that the Awakener has been talking about for so long. And then, boom, they were trying to get us, ladies and gentlemen. And the whole complex of politicians in the Western world is literally just going to evaporate and collapse. This is why they're not going to be another election. This is why they're doing what they're doing. This is why Mark Carney is pinpointing that we're going to have war with the USA. And if you look how he's already talking, right? All you had to do is close the borders for fentanyl. All you had to do was kind of like be a little bit polite and be a little bit nice, and there'd been no problems. No, everything's about, we have all this pressure from Trump, and this is all bad and bad, and this is bad. This is what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. They're looking for a majority right now with votes because they can't leave. They wanted to run and they wanted to get a majority, and the whole media complex sold you the idea that Carney was going to get a majority and it was all going to be one. He's so popular and he didn't get his majority. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. They're searching for majority. They're going to amalgamate power. They're going to try to do this war at whatever cost they possibly can because they have to retain power. They're not going to go anywhere. It's a curse to know, but it's also a blessing. Head to theawakener.ca.